This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the predictions 10 years ago in the journal Nature by Peter Kirchin. He said, I'm not making prophecies, I'm just doing scientific predictions. And he said, there are a lot of signs that we're going to have a lot of upheaval in this decade. Declining wages, wealth inequality, exploding national debt. And, of course, we're going to have Nick Begich taking over here. I'm going to throw to him. And before I do, real quickly, I just got to say, you know, when we look at what is happening here, Nick, you know, we're looking at $10 trillion that is being proposed. We were freaking out, and rightfully so, I think, to see that the cumulative debt from the beginning of America until a couple of years ago under President Obama was $20 trillion, and now we're about to increase that by 50% in just a matter of months. We've got $100 billion being thrown out for a program to track people, another $100 billion proposed to throw out for rental relief and so forth, another $100 billion program for other coronavirus relief. We're throwing this stuff out left and right. It was just back in 1977 that the entire defense budget was $100 billion, you know, after we'd had a lot of inflation. I mean, where do you see this going?
Well, you know, that's the number is over $130,000 per family of four, you know, number. That's like insane, you know.
It is.
And no one's feeling that kind of a life-changing amount of money. And it's crazy money because eventually, you know, things come home to roost, and you're hearing, you know, China's making noise again about, hey, we don't want to suck up any more of these. And these dollars, and you're hearing from the oil producers that used to suck up a lot of those, you know, they're less inclined. And yeah. So somewhere these dollars have to end up, and eventually you end up with inflation. You know, this is the same scenario of the 1930s
yes.
Europe,
yes.
Right? It's so parallel. In fact, there's an old book, it's been out of print forever. But it's called Ominous Parallels, and it was about this same framing of time, but it was looking back, I think, in the 80s and suggesting that we were dealing with it then, but no, it's here now.
Yeah,
and those predictions are accurate.
It is absolutely mind-blowing to look at the astronomical sums of money that are being thrown out there. I mean, you know, we talk about the bloated defense budget that's $650
right.
billion, dollars, and yet, you know, they're throwing out $2 or $3 trillion every couple of months, and it
right.
just can't keep going forever. I mean, we're going to lose... like you said, we're going to go into hyperinflation. We're going to lose the dollar as a reserve currency. Even if that were
right.
to happen somewhere, you know, if that were not to happen, then we're going to have to all pay that back. And as you pointed out, the amount per family that's there, everybody's looking at, hey, I got a check for vacation now on top of my other stuff, but you're
right.
going to have to pay that back.
Right. And that's a family of four just in what they're dumping in $10 trillion. I mean, that doesn't include our existing national debt or the Social Security obligations or any of that.
Yeah.
Which some say is more like $60 trillion or $65 trillion, and we're throwing, this is insanity. It is total, absolute, it violates all the rules of economics, as you and I know, and it eventually catches up. And it's easy for politicians to please everyone until as my second grade teacher used to say, until you have a rude awakening.
That's right. Well, we're going to have we're going to have the moment where the music stops, and we're all going to be looking for where our chair is, you know, this musical chair game. Where, like I say, it's kind of like the Wile E. Coyote moment, you know, where you are able to run off
right.
the cliff, and you can go for a while until you realize that there's nothing beneath you. And once we have that realization as a society, and once that settles in globally, then
right.
at that point, the dollar is in free fall. And we're going to be going right down to the bottom of the canyon with a 16-ton anvil following us.
Yeah, choking us all the way down.
That's right. Okay,
it's crazy, and it is where we're at.
We're going to take a break. I'm turning it over to Nick Begich, earthpulse.com. And stay with us. He'll be right back in just a minute.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's so good to be here on this Friday afternoon in most of the world. Still Friday morning here in Anchorage, Alaska, headed in to noon at the end of the hour. You know, what a week again. You know, it's just like the insanity continues. And just before the break, we were talking a little bit about what may be coming in terms of hyperinflation and some of the predictions about how this craziness continues. And what I would say about that is all the money that's in the pipeline, and a lot of it is stuck somewhere, as was earlier reported, that will loosen up, that will change. But then eventually, you know, the music stops, and they've loaded us all onto the Titanic, and we're playing musical chairs on a sinking ship is really the best equation in terms of the economy. So you need to be thinking about that. Do what you individually can about that, and continue to be prudent with your cash. I'd say this also, you know, having my experience here in Alaska with national banks and state banks and credit unions, what I've discovered in the last several months, we discovered it during the earthquake a few years back. We had the 7-point-something earthquake up here, and the banks closed, except for, you know, state banks and local credit unions. And I would suggest to every listener to move your money out of national banks into local banks that are accessible to you. Look at your credit unions. Look at who has accessible hours. My credit union in Anchorage is open on Sunday. Kind of convenient. So think about getting your money a little closer to home and out of the big banksters' hands. That would be a good idea. I recommend it highly. Here in Alaska, particularly, because a lot of the big banks have said they will not invest in the Arctic anymore. In other words, they will not invest in America anymore because we're 20% of the landmass. We're the biggest natural resource base left. And the big banks who got bailed out a few times, I want to get bailed out again, there's, you know, this is it. This is discrimination. You know, when you look at our congressional delegation, Sullivan, Murkowski, and Young have all, you know, screaming about this because, hey, a lot of federal money goes here. A lot of state money goes into these big banks, and they won't bank on our future. Time to tell the globalists to take a hike. But today's agenda, I want to shift around a bit. I want to get back to one of my topics of the past that we've not dealt a lot with, and it's the World Wide Web as it relates to the worldwide mind. I want to say that again. The World Wide Web as it relates to the worldwide mind. And what am I talking about there? There was a PBS special a number of years ago. You can look it up. And it was called The Worldwide Mind. And it was a prediction that was going out decades from where we are even today. But it was a number of years ago, and they were suggesting that at some point, instead of an internet where we can dial in or dial out, you know, what would be available is something that you just were in, where they just could kind of look inside and literally connect the minds of the planet up. That is a profound thought, if you think about it. The integrated brains in a politically correct culture. Now think about that. you know, in the last couple hours, we've been hearing about, you know, screening and segregating what can be said and how it can be said and when it can be said or if it can be said at all, you know, controlling speech. So I want to talk about this in a broader context today, and I want to go back to some of my work on the mind control issue. Controlling the Human Mind is the book and the video only and exclusively in hard copies available from InfoWars Store, and so you can get those there. And the electronic versions are available at earthpulse.com. There's links to get those. Take a look at earthpulse.com and sign up for my newsletter. It's free. I'm kicking out the first one in years in the next week. So get on the list at earthpulse.com for the free newsletter. Integrated brains and political correctness. Think about this. If, in fact, this comes to be that they can link every brain on the planet, that is a whole nother ballgame now, isn't it? One of the things that we predicted over 20 years ago, we would reach a stage where you could literally download, dump information, bypassing the subconscious directly into the brain, bypassing even the conscious and embedding it there in such a deep way that it was literally programming. Now the question becomes, in compulsory education in K-12, who controls the curriculum, right? The programming, if you will. I joke about it with my friends, you know, because I feel like with my granddaughter who I'm raising, Aurora, I'm the chief programmer. You see, that's what parents do, not the government and not some esoteric weird connection that some moron thinks is a good idea, linking the brains of the world together in some artificial way. Because what I'll also weave into this conversation is the reality that the best in quantum physics tells us that we're already connected in this fundamental way, whether we recognize it or not. And we'll get into that a little bit. But I want to talk about digital privacy. I got notes today because I really want to make sure I hit the high points. Digital privacy moves from gathering data. I'm just collecting it. Think about this. And I wrote about this years ago when we were talking about data valence and the collection of data and how that would be stored. And everybody was laughing back then, 25 years ago, because people said, oh, no worries. You know, they'll never be able to sort that data. Well, guess what? Yes, they can. Commercially and governmentally, they can sort all that data now, and they do. It's part of the profiling programming that goes on through organizations like the Cambridge Analytica. It is what the whole age of surveillance capitalism, which is a great book, is all about. And that's what that's about. It's really well documented. And this one is a really great one targeted. This one is about Cambridge Analytica. And Cambridge Analytica actually influenced over 60 governments' elections. Before they kind of got buried under some other corporate names. But big data. So we knew about that, but now we're shaping it differently. Now it's not just about getting it from all the places you look and search and collecting your data. It's about going inside and extracting the data. Now, how close are we? We're getting closer every year, and I call it digital resolution. You know, the pixels, you know, how tight it gets and how clear the image is. Resolution. Think about it that way, too. As the science advances, programming speeds increase, and when we cross the threshold, and some say we have, to quantum computing, now it's all penetratable and understandable, interpreted, and can be collected, cataloged, and used. And then think about this. If you understand the signaling well enough, now you can reverse that, you see, because now you can create the same kind of signaling that's receptive and can be received by the brain, and you can send it in. And so discernment in terms of how information comes and goes will become a very big deal in the coming years and decades. And where we are right now, some will say we have the technology already, and perhaps we do. But here's where this goes. This is the very violation of who we are fundamentally as human beings, and it's the artificial system. Think about this as the materialistic version of reality creation. People who just think we're flesh and bones and this is how we We have our 80 years if we're lucky, and poof, we check out, we're dead, we're dust. And then there's the other school of thought that says we're a soul occupying a body and has a spiritual dimension over here on this side of the equation. And in the middle of the two are something no one can see or touch. It's human thought and human emotion. And when you connect the two, this is a powerful thing. You see, this is when the left and right brain come together, the heart and mind flow into each other. The material subordinate to the spiritual, and you do what you were created to do as someone created in the image and likeness of God. The other is an illusion, an abstraction, an engagement without power, but an intrusion into the very essence of our soul. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're the tip of the spear, and this is the InfoWars. We'll be right back after these brief messages. Pay attention, support this network. That's how we change the world together. Nick Begich, we'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
All right, and please take a look at EarthPulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, EarthPulse.com, and sign up for our free newsletter there. We really appreciate that. All of the segments that I've done on InfoWars are linked there. There's a link into band.videos, so it's important people go there if you're interested in past programming and connect the links to band.video. That's how people know about what everyone is doing within the network, and there's a lot of work going on. I want to, before the break, I was talking about the, you know, kind of the two different sides to the equation, you know, the fleshy materialistic view of the world versus an energetic spiritual view of the world. And then the mediary being the thought and mind of human beings coupled with emotions. And I've talked about this before a lot, because the emotional side you see is the power. And this is what the left right now is hijacking, you see. They're trying to get the emotion, and then they control the thought. You see, the messaging, the theme that's held in the consciousness then of everyone. And when you link a thought with an emotion, you have power, you see. But they're mixing it with a dark energy, with anger and violence and hatred. This is evil. You see, this is how evil's power manifests in the earth on the fundamental basis. This is wrong fundamentally. You see, this is the misuse of what we are as created human beings by denial of what we are at our essence, which is not black, white, yellow, red, pink, or green. It is humanity at our core, soul, spirit. Filling a human vessel. That's it. This is just a human vessel, a carrier. It has little meaning. Okay? It's just a reflection of something deeper, all right, that comes out in the oddball looks, shapes that we all are. And that's it. Really, that really is it. And so if you miss this and you think you're lost in the physical or the flesh of it, I can see why the desperation and wanting to know what everyone else thinks and actually wanting to control that. Because they're desperate, folks. They're fearful. They're living in a total fear state because they don't recognize what we actually are. You got to remember that first. If they would study their own science, but to get to it, even if you know the facts of the physics of it, even if you know the formulations in it, you still have to get to it. And that's what I've talked to in past programs and characterized as passing the baton. But I want to give it more in a concrete way today also. So I want to get back into this. So the mission is to get you emotionalized, coordinate the thought, and then create action, which is the essence of reality creation. And then there's some overlays here, and I want to talk about them, and the ones that have been mentioned before. And I'm just going to list four of them really quickly. Physical biometrics, digital individual metrics, individual financial data, and health data. Those four to start with, okay? Physical biometrics, what is that? That's your fingerprints, your iris scan, your facial recognition. All that's being collected by commercial agencies. You're giving it up on Facebook every day or any other way the data can be collected. In India, they did it on everybody, over a billion people. Facial scans, iris, and fingerprints. Some couldn't give them because their fingerprints were worn off or their eyes are gouged out or they're blind or what have you. You know, but there were three layers of biometrics. Then you have social scoring, which kind of goes along with the individual, digital individual. So you got physical biometrics. You know, physical characteristics on your body. Digital individual metrics, that's about all the interactions you have that are digitized throughout the world. All of your searches, all of your inquiries, all of your bank transactions, everything that you can imagine that's in a computer somewhere that someone can steal or extract or give up or collect. Or the rules change and now it all belongs to somebody else, okay, not you. So this is why I believe that, again, your data, your individual data, should be expunged from all files, and that you can't give it up for commercial purposes or governmental uses, and that after the commercial usefulness of it goes out, which is the time to dispute a credit card charge, poof, it's gone. People don't own your data and they can't sell it. It should be illegal, and you shouldn't be able to give up your right to privacy any more than, say, give up your right to freedom, you know, become your own, you know, sell yourself into the slave market. You can't do that. You can't give up your freedom of speech. You can't give up your freedom of assembly. You can't give up your right to religion. You can't give up any of these rights because they're not yours to give up. You see, they're embedded in who we are. So anyone who asks you to check the box, they're the criminal, you see, and their box needs to be checked differently because they need to understand what it means to be a sovereign soul as a starting point. And then a sovereign body as a secondary attribute of that. And this is what gets missing, you know, because you can't have a 200 years ago, 250 years ago, people had a sense of their spirituality, you know, and they didn't deny it in the way that we do. But those that do would like us all to be on the same boat. And that is not where most human beings reside at all. So the next piece, the individual financial data. Well, that's easy. You know, that's, you're in the system, you know, you're dialing it up. Now they want to change a lot. I'm going to get into that in a few minutes. And then health data, of course, that might be very important for regulating, you know, whether to get insurance or not and how much it might cost and when you might retire, whether someone even wants to hire you, you know, if that were available to people. So there's data is important in the 21st century in a way that has never been. To kick in a doorway in 1776, the British were doing kicking in your doorway, invading your personal privacy. It's a different world today. Now your digital doorway is kicked in every minute. No one even blinks. No one even pulls out the pistol to shoot the intruder, which I would never recommend, unless it was a physical intrusion in your house and you felt your life was threatened and you were in immediate danger of harm, and other standards under the law for pulling the trigger in your home. But the point of the matter is, it is not protected. Our digital space is not protected. And this is our government's job to make sure that our digital space is not only protected, it's layered up, that they don't violate it or any commercial interest violates our digital walls. They don't rape us in the night digitally. It shouldn't be allowed. That's what's going on. It's a digital raping of who you are. And eventually they want to dive straight into your awareness and see if you're politically correct enough for the modern age. And who sets that standard? This is a very dangerous time. You know, it's one that I've been talking about for over 25 years, 30 years now. And we're here now. We're in that moment now, ladies and gentlemen, where who we are, we need to remember. See, it's not about evolution. I've said this many times. We are what we are. We were created to be what we are. We just need to remember and begin to act as best we individually can in this general direction, knowing that others doing the same, being prepared to pass the baton to those that take on the fate that you leave behind. That's how it works, you see, because the internet, the worldwide mind already exists. It's what it all is. It is what we are. When the phrase says created in the image and likeness of God, it connects us to something much bigger than we are, to all of us. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these brief messages, and you are the tip of the spear.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have, caught in the current, to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, giving them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality sort of food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I just want to say I so appreciate everyone on the team, you know, in Austin, and that make this possible, and all of you that participate in the network by supporting InfoWars. And I just want to encourage you, go to the InfoWarsStore.com, get on board, do some things. I contribute my time every week as a sub-host because we got to do this together, you know, and we need your engagement, because there's things that people can do, and there's always things we can do. And so join us in at least those ways. Get on the newsletter at earthpulse.com and get on board. But I want to get back into the subject, because I got the whole show pretty much today, and I want to talk about
where are we headed? You know, in the backdrop of this concept of manipulating human behavior, there's lots of levels to this. The book Controlling the Human Mind gets into the details with over 250 sources. And this was now, it's a couple decades old of research, okay? Because where we've jumped is phenomenal. Take a look at this subject, and you'll find stuff that's being produced by the globalists around the world talking about using this way of sort of altered reality connected to AI, connected to the internet, and interpretation of what goes on in the brain for education and for monitoring. It's real. Go look it up. You'll see all the stuff. We predicted it. It's here now. Okay, but so is the counterbalance to all of this, which is the fact that we already have all that. We just got to remember. So that's part of the mission, is to remember. But I want to give what's going on. Okay, I talked a little bit about social scoring in the past, and that's what China's doing, gathers all those data bits, all those bits of information. They get all of it, right? And then what they do is decide whether you have a job, whether your kids get an education, whether you get a passport, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is what the commercial side of this matrix does on the West. You see, they use commercial entities, global entities, to collect data in exactly the same way private companies. BS, ladies and gentlemen, these are the airwaves, they're the public airwaves, and they've been hijacked by these people who are making money on our data. This is a hijacking, this is a theft of the public airwaves and a filtering of the public discourse. It is fundamentally wrong, and it's one of the many steps, and I'm going to give you those steps. First, I'm going to read them through, and then with the remaining time we have today, I'm going to go through each one, and these are the steps. Step one. Feedback and extraction of data, you know, focus groups, polling, collecting your data like Cambridge Analytical and their successors, collecting it like the CIA and the NSA and every security agency in the world to manipulate you, and then collecting other data through guys like Epstein to blackmail politicians to run the world, to recruit them in colleges, even as early as high school now, headed into college for these dark activities, get them involved in illicit sex and perversion so you can blackmail them later and then help them get to the top where they can be run and owned. And too many of them are there right now. Right now. Why did Trump get elected? Everybody knew his sins. They were published front page of the newspapers before he was elected. You know what? First one without sin cast the first stone. You know, that's where I'm at on that, that we're all in that boat together. But the next thing is controlled speech. Number two, what's going on with the InfoWars? What's going on with other people's platforms right now? That's step two in manipulating the world and taking over. The third is control alternative free media. Right? Think about some of the big networks that have consolidated, bought out the competition, shut up their voice, buy them out, pay them money. You know, sad tale, but that's what's happening. It's not free speech. It's because it costs somebody money to buy all that speech. I'm saying that facetiously, but that's really what it is, isn't it? They're just buying their way to free speech so they can have it all, and it's no longer free. So the third step, control alternative free press. And the fourth, digital voting, no hard paper. This is a real hijacking. Never, never, ever, ever. They already have absentee processes. You get an application, you fill it out, they verify things, they send you a ballot with a number. You know, okay, we already have all that in the country. That's called mail-in absentee balloting. It's meant for people serving in the military overseas or elderly that can't get out of their elder care homes, for a lot of people that aren't in a position to go to the polls. That's the right way to do it. But it's a paper ballot. It should always be a paper ballot. Never, ever, ever. Some things should never be automated. The paper ballot is one of them. We ought to all be able to go back and grab that, match it up to our stub with a number. And not hanging Chaz with a little ink mark. An ink mark, you see. Something real, tangible. So you can't lose number four, digital voting. Forget that. It's got to be hard paper. Transition number five, transition to electronic money, elimination of cash. You've heard about it before. The UN has been pushing for it. The World Health Organization, because of the filthy lucre of
passing viruses around the planet with money is their excuse. And then you had the Congress, the Democrats, try to push this through on one of these appropriation bills for the helicopter money. Digital money is slavery, ladies and gentlemen. This is the end of it. This is where everything you do has got to be politically correct, even what you spend your money on. And who's going to decide that? That's a big deal, folks. Electronic money is one of the five pillars of destruction that I've listed so far. Don't accept that. The sixth pillar of destruction, travel restrictions and significant cost inflation. Oh, my goodness. Have we seen a bit of that lately? And we are going to see inflation in airfares is going to go off the charts because keep these airlines going with one person on the plane, the tickets are going to get up there, right? Because you're not going to subsidize them forever. Now, there'll be some great bankruptcy sales for airlines, and so you'll be bailing aircraft out for a few cents on the dollar. You reorganize those things. They all get a clean slate, and the money disappears into the void, and somebody else owns that airlines, and maybe it stabilizes. But transportation, your ability to travel. I can't get from my state to your state because I got Canada in the middle, and they closed their borders. And they closed them again. They just extended till July 21st. I can't even drive out of town to get to the rest of my country. That's where we're at in Alaska right now, although a lot of people don't know that because you don't live in Alaska. And we've had 12 deaths, which is 12 deaths, which is a lot for any family and any small population. But we had 12 here so far. But a lot of restrictions, you know, so transportation, you know, now we're getting used to that. Cost will go up. That'll end up forcing that. And then here's the thing that I was talking about earlier is number seven, mind to computer interface as the normal brain to computer link. Speeds things up. See, it's convenient. You just have to think it, and it is so. And the machine clicked on it. This is where we're headed. It'll start with simple things. Simple things you can do with your thoughts and then more complex things until the resolution is high enough to get the whole picture. And this is happening. These contracts have been let as far back as 2007, 2008 by the NSA. You can see postings. You see links to some of this on my website at earthpulse.com. And then the next one, re-education by direct download, where we started earlier in the program, right? Where you can just plug in and dump it in. Now, that might be interesting for language, except when you start thinking about the context of what sentences might be used, you know, to teach you the language. Maybe there's a second layer in there in terms of what's programmed in, you know, or in science. Maybe the science story has a lot built around it, you know, as they program it in. Who knows? But here's the deal. This is where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. Now, think about false memories. We program in the whole picture. And then go to court. What's going to happen to court testimony? What's going to happen to what witnesses represent? You know, there's a lot to think about here, ladies and gentlemen. Digitizing images, changing the past, changing the future. It's about that. The ultimate propaganda war exists right now. We are in the info wars right now. It has been about info wars for the 30 years, 25 years that Alex and I have worked together. This is Nick Begich, and you're the tip of the spear.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
Thank you so much for being here on this Friday, headed into the afternoon here in Anchorage, Alaska, and we've been really busy or doing a lot of different things. And at the last part of the segment, I'll talk maybe a little bit about that because I've clued you in on some of the projects I'm doing here. But I want to get back to the list, and I want to read through the list one more time of these major issues that are part of how do globalists sort of take over in this one. And I had mentioned one, feedback and extraction of data, collecting information on us. Next, controlling our individual speech through political correctness and the issues of tolerance, where you withhold your truth in some way. Now, this is wrong. Tolerance I've spoken about before, too. I don't believe in tolerance. I believe in acceptance, which is the deepest level, you see, because tolerance is self-hatred in a sense, you know, because you're holding your truth. You're keeping your mouth shut and not saying what you believe. Now, this is really important in terms of how mind control works in a population in a gross way, in a grand way. As soon as you start doing that, what happens by denying truth, you see, that's what you're doing, by denying your personal truth, then eventually what happens, you begin repeating what you know is correct to say. Now you're spreading an untruth knowingly. And what is it?
What is that? That's called a lie. And then you begin to experience your existence through that lie. This is not right. Tolerance is wrong. It's a trick. It's a trap. Acceptance is a deeper level. It's where you meet people where they are. You accept them where they are. You know, this is what Christ did, okay, with the whores and the lepers and the destitute. And then he healed them. And then he forgave them. Okay? And that's who we are, okay, supposed to be as human beings, I believe. That same image and likeness of behavior as well in the material, in the flesh, through our spirit acting in our flesh. You see, it's a deeper level, something globalists cannot understand. And as you fall into that deeper level of remembering, your power begins to come back. You begin to have these bits of intuition, these bits of connection, bits of discernment. As you separate and become the soul within the body, and you begin to control the actions of the flesh and not let the flesh run you. You see, this is how the programming works. And while we're being programmed by those living in fear, globalists, if you want to use that term, elitists, if you want to use that, occultists, if you want to use that, you can use any number of labels to describe a way of being that is contrary to a way of being full as a created human being. So what's it about? The list. Feedback extracted to Nevada. Control speech. Control the alternative and free press number 3. 4, digital voting. Don't allow it. Remember that, digital voting. And then it's about transition to electronic money, which we talked about. Travel restrictions and inflated travel costs, so it's tougher to do. Or mind a computer interface, which we've been talking about a bit. And then re-education of the population by direct interference with the brain. And what does that equal? Number 9, total control. Now, what's the defense? Because that's really the important thing, is what I've been talking about over the last several programs over the last several weeks. It's remembering what we are, recognizing science supports this now. This is our reality. So, and I've said, another big lie is, you hear it all the time, do the impossible, do the impossible. Don't you realize that's an oxymoron? If you believe something's impossible, how do you expect to ever do it? You can't do the impossible. What's impossible for you, maybe, and I think we can all say absolutely, is possible for someone else. So let's do this. Let's each do what we know is possible for us. Do the possible. And then as we do that, things get done and we awaken to our own potential and power. Because by taking actions that are out of who we are, things get done, you see. And we do it confidently. And then you can pass the baton in different ways to someone else who's got a different mission, who has a greater level of faith in a different direction, or maybe a smaller level in other directions. But, you know, this is how it all works, you see. We fall into our own level of knowing and doing. And that unleashes. And it may be the bus driver, for goodness sakes. It will be all of us. Because remember, it wasn't the CEO. It's hard for CEOs. It was a carpenter, you know. It can be anybody. All right, so that's the encouraging side of all this. You know, and I want to talk a little bit about a project I've been involved in, and you have the problem, I know, in Austin and every city that's hearing this. And it's what's being categorized as homelessness, as if that is the cause of a problem, or is the identifiable problem. And we've been trying to redefine that here in my region to what it truly represents. And about 80% of that population are mentally ill, drug addicted, and alcoholics. And I believe that's true throughout the country, may even be higher percentages. And so what's happening is a lot of things to try and address this population. And what I'm suggesting is a tough love approach, and a couple number of people have expressed that concern here in my region a couple years ago, and we did a video on this. It's on InfoWarsBand.videos. You can see it, done in September last year on the homeless issue. We set up intervention2020.com to take on this issue in Anchorage, And we had a plan. And so we tried, I tried for a couple of years to actually get people to look at our plan locally, and several did. And we sent out a lot of stuff, put a lot of energy in it. And what we did is, we're pushing this narrative that if we solve mental illness, if we solve these issues, then we get rid of the criminality element. And police forces are not geared for dealing with mentally ill people. Look what's happening now in all of our cities. You have this population of mentally ill, drug addicted, and alcoholics mixed in with protests and riots. And this is not a good mix, you know, folks. This is what we're seeing. You know, you're all seeing the mix, okay? Criminality needs to be dealt with. Now, we don't have riots going on in Alaska because that just isn't going to happen here. Might happen for 15 minutes, but that's about as long as it'll last. It's not going to happen here. Our police were greeted, and it was in our paper today, by a parade of 100 people saying thanks just yesterday. And so take a look. There's a lot of different ways to handle this. But here's the thing. Empowered people are what makes a difference. And we got involved in an issue. We put some money and some energy and some effort, not for any gain. No one's running for anything. And we got it all the way up to the governor of Alaska, and the governor of Alaska is going to do something. He's engaging a committee in the next couple of weeks, and we see action because we've taken an action, and everyone listening can take an action about something you care about. This is what I was talking about in the activity of faith, acting on what we know to be right and good as individuals. Whatever the issue is, it doesn't have to be anything we're talking about today. But there is something that you care about. There is something that you're passionate about. And that passion is where the magic happens, you see, because that's the emotional energy that you can merge into your thoughts of what you know you can do. Absolutely, that's called faith. And you couple those two things together, and this is how the world changes. One breath at a time, one step at a time, one person at a time. Because the only way the earth and the world changes, and anything about it, as stewards that we're concerned about, is ever going to change, is when we recognize first what we are, and begin to project differently. Because that is the beginning point. The beginning of wisdom begins there, you see, is a bit of self-reflection, so that we can reflect better into the world, and then you change the world. And the power of that, and what's possible in that, as we fall into our full remembrance, will be remarkable. And we're seeing that. There is a countermeasure to all of the evil in the world. Be a part of that right now. Because we have the opportunity to connect in a way that's way different and to manifest in the world way differently, each one of us. But we do it one at a time. It's recognizing the sovereignty of every individual soul. This is not a groupthink project, folks. This is individual committees of one. Individual committees of one, acting right and true in a way that lifts, that encourages. That's where we change the world fundamentally. InfoWars is about information. We've covered a lot of details in the footnotes in the published work. A lot of stuff for free online on the mind control subject at earthpulse.com. But the main message today is you are in the InfoWar. You are already part of a worldwide mind. It's the universal mind that we're all connected to. It's what we're created in the image and likeness of. This has been Dr. Nick Begich. This is the InfoWar. Thanks for being here.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.